Thank you and good morning. A frantic call from a teenager late Friday night at an apartment complex in the 800 block of 9th Street in Fortuna led to the arrest of an armed suspect who had reportedly made threats against residents inside the apartment. Fortuna police learned that the suspect, later identified as 28-year-old probationer Scott Yadow of Fortuna, had gone to the apartment and knocked on the door, which was answered and opened by the teenager. She reported that Yadow demanded to speak with a sibling of hers and then brandished a handgun. The girl was able to close the door and call her father, who then called 911. Officers arrived on scene and located Yadow in a parked pickup truck outside the apartment. He admitted to officers that he had a loaded handgun in the truck. Yadow was arrested on several charges and booked into county jail. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of a disturbance outside the Country Club Market on Humboldt Hill Road in Eureka on Friday night. The caller to 911 reported that the suspect was causing a disturbance outside of the market and was under the hood of a green pickup truck. A records check revealed that the truck had been reported stolen out of Eureka and that the man with the truck at the market was the suspect, 37-year-old McKinleyville resident Brian Mello. Once on scene, the deputies and CHP officers contacted Mello, who was on probation. He was arrested for possession of the stolen truck and booked into county jail. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that occurred in the early morning hours on Friday that claimed the life of the woman driver. CHP officers, Humboldt Bay Fire, and an ambulance responded to the scene of the crash on Highway 101 near Cole Avenue. The CHP reports that according to witnesses, the driver, who has not been identified, was driving between 80 and 100 miles per hour headed northbound when she lost control of the pickup. The driver was ejected from the pickup and suffered fatal injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The County Department of Health and Human Services will host a public meeting on Tuesday evening from 5 until 6:30 at the County Ag Center to gather public input into the hiring of a new Director of Health and Human Services. Phil Crandall, who has headed up the department since 2001, will retire in January of 2016. Supervisor Rex Bone will host the meeting tomorrow evening in an effort to get the public's thoughts on what they are looking for in a new director. The county has hired a consulting firm to assist in the search for a replacement, and they will hold a series of meetings with county staff, elected leaders, and other stakeholders over the coming weeks. If you're a regular listener to KINS News and to Talk Shop, you'll be familiar with the people who run for office and then get elected. The candidates are featured in news segments before elections, and many of them become regular visitors to Talk Shop following the election, such as District Attorney Maggie Fleming. On Tuesday evening, residents will have the chance to meet both D.A. Fleming and newly elected County Clerk Recorder Kelly Sanders at a forum hosted by the League of Women's Voters. Attendees will get a chance to speak with both women about elections and, more importantly, their jobs and what they do after they are elected. The forum begins at 5:30 at the County Library on 3rd Street in Eureka. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been more than a few years that you have heard a local administrator in public education say that a state budget deal is a really good deal for education. But Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck said those words on Talk Shop. Van Vleck pointed out that with more money budgeted for education this year, he and his staff find themselves in a counterintuitive position. Being flush with cash makes it harder to explain to a program director why they won't get any increased funding.
It's a very positive budget for education, and believe it or not, this is going to kind of sound crazy, but when there's money coming back into education, it's actually more difficult than when money is going away from education. It forces us to make choices on how we're going to spend that money, and everyone understands when there is no money when you say no, but when you say no and there is money and you prioritize something else, then it's tough sometimes.
Van Vleck said that Eureka City Schools follow the strategic plans and goals of the school board when it comes to funding education at the local level and prioritizing which programs come first.
The first goal is fiscal stability of the district, and the second goal is English language arts. The third goal is mathematics, and then it goes all the way on down through goal number 22. So the idea behind the strategic plan is when you're in tough times, you cut from the bottom to the top, and when you're in good times, you fill from the top to the bottom.
The state budget deal increases funding for education from preschool through university to the tune of more than $14 billion, with more than $6 billion earmarked for local control funding formulas. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.